If you are here because of the title, y'all, I'm so excited to talk about this. The person who is the GOAT of speaking, they are truly a phenomenal speaker. He spoke to both incredibly receptive crowds and then hostile ones. And I just think that there's so much that we can learn from how he spoke and what he said. And so I'm just really excited to get into this episode. But if you want to know who the GOAT of speaking is, well, you're just going to have to keep listening to find out. All right, let's get into this, friend. Hey, sister, welcome to How Confidence Speaks. Do you want to fight social anxiety and speak with boldness? Do you find yourself Googling, how do I calm down before my presentation? And how can I be more confident? Do you feel anxious and insecure when you're in front of others? And instead of speaking effectively, your mind goes blank, you stutter, and you fear their judgment again? Hey, I'm Sarah. I understand how you feel. Public speaking can be hard, and it can feel almost impossible to find the confidence to do it. Until I learned the secret, Jesus has to be the firm foundation of every aspect of our lives. So in this podcast, you will learn practical tips to kick the social anxiety to the curb and go after the interview, give the presentation, speak publicly, and take on adulting with boldness, rooted in biblical truth. So take out your notebook and pop in the earbuds, and let's get ready to learn just how confidence speaks. Friends, before we get into this episode, I would love to read this review because it was just so sweet. All right, this is from Macy, and it says, I love this podcast. Sarah is not only so relatable and encouraging, but also gives such practical and useful advice. I love her stories and her tips. She helps you realize that you're so not alone in your struggle with public speaking. Friend, if you are on the struggle bus, if you are feeling lost and confused and overwhelmed with speaking in front of others, I really want you to know you're not the only one. And I'm doing this podcast to help you out, to teach you things, to help you to become bolder in your speaking ventures. And so, if you have learned anything at all from this podcast, if it has encouraged you, uplifted you, then please go on to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review and a 5-star rating, because not only is that super encouraging to me to read, not only does it possibly get read on the podcast, but it also helps get this podcast out there to more women that need to learn and to listen. And so if you could be a part of helping that happen, that would be incredible. Alrighty, now let's get into this episode. I'm so excited to chat with you guys today. I love all that we can learn from this speaker and how following his example not only leads us to become better speakers, but also better people. So, if you have not guessed it yet, the GOAT of speaking is none other than, drumroll please, the Lord Jesus himself. It's just so true. He is literally incredible. And I knew that I wanted to do an episode talking about Jesus's speaking and his speaking styles and parables and all of that, but I really didn't know how to get into it. And it can be actually really daunting to dive in and share scripture, because you want to make sure that you are sharing it correctly and in context. So, as I was preparing this episode, the concept came rather swiftly and without complication, which was really, really cool. So in this episode, I want to discuss with you guys 3 things that we can learn as speakers that we can implement into our speeches and our presentations, that we can learn from Jesus and his example of how he spoke to people and how he interacted with the crowds and his audience. Let's just get right into it. The first thing that we can learn and implement is the concept of storytelling. So when we go about storytelling, the way that Jesus did it was that he used a teaching method called parables. In the Greek, it's called parabole, And what it means is a placing beside. So I have my study Bible here, and I'm going to read a little excerpt from it, which explains a little bit of what parables are and how they are used. It reads, "Parables are simple short stories in the form of a type, figure, or illustration with two levels of meaning. They present a comparison or contrast in order to stimulate thought, decision, and action. Parables are the most difficult yet powerful form of literature to create." And so, you know, this teaching method was that if you leaned in, you'd better understand what was being said. And if not, then you wouldn't. And that was just a way for kind of the people who were meant to hear the message and to receive it and to believe in it would do so, would lean in and want to know more. And those who were just kind of like, eh, I'm here for the healing. I don't care about what he has to say. I don't really believe in him and all of that. They really wouldn't listen. They wouldn't care. And so what I say that we can learn from that is that we want to challenge our audiences. We don't just want to tell them what they should be learning. We want to show them why it is important. You know, friend, we want to get the audience that we're speaking to lean in. And through them leaning in, through them wanting to learn more, they're going to better remember our main points. And because, friends, some of the most challenging things that we learn from are the most memorable. That's not only in, you know, receiving a word from a speech or a lesson, but also in life. Some of the most challenging things that we walk through end up becoming some of the most memorable things, the things that we really learn from. And so I challenge you to go ahead and use that in your speech creating, in your time of presentation creating, that you would not just tell your audience what you want them to know, but that you would show them why it's important and that you would challenge them a little bit to lean in and to really learn and listen. Alrighty, point number two, something that we can learn from Jesus and implement into our own speaking and speeches is that he was the master at not caring what people thought. Alrighty, I think John 6, 60 through 66 was just a really good example of this, of what that looks like. And so let's go ahead and read that really quick. I'm in the NIV version. "On hearing it, many of his disciples said, 'This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?' Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, 'Does this offend you? Then what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit of life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, 'This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them.' From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him." Jesus understood that many people would not believe him, that when he would start sharing his gospel message, they would ridicule, they would think that he was crazy, but he kept speaking the truth anyway, because he knew that he was doing the Father's will. So I hope that we can learn from this too, that we can learn that, you know, sometimes speaking in front of others is going to be tough. Sometimes people are not going to want to hear what we have to say, or they're not going to care, or they're going to be bored, or they're just not going to receive it well. Like, it's just going to happen. And so my recommendation is that we would have the same mentality, that whatever God has called us to share with people, whatever positions he has given us and opportunities to speak in front of others, that we would do so in a way that glorifies him and honors him, and we would do it despite what other people have to say or what they think, because we're not doing it to impress them. We're doing it to serve and be obedient to our Father's will. Alrighty, point number three, the third thing that we can learn is that Jesus lived out what he said, that he didn't just serve from his pulpit in a sense, but he got involved. We see it all throughout the gospel. And we see him healing people. We see him loving people and just bringing life and truth to people's lives. Like, we see that happening all throughout the gospel. And so I hope that what we can learn from this is that the message that we are sharing, even if it is like a business presentation or a school presentation on a topic that you really don't care much about, that your heart behind it would not just be, let me do well to get the promotion, or let me do well to get the grade. But our hearts behind it would actually be, let me learn from this. Let me serve the person I'm talking to. Let me actually like see how I can benefit them. And from that heart posture, may we take that and actually live it out in our lives, actually seek to serve people, to get involved and volunteer and to do these different things, that we're not just serving from a stage, but we are actually going out and living out what we believe is truth. So sis, I challenge you to go and read the Gospels and learn from Jesus. Not only how to grow as a speaker, but let him be the example that you follow for how to live life in a way that brings God all of the glory. Colossians 3:17, really quick, it says, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." And lastly, Philippians 1:21, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." During his time on earth, Jesus truly was the most influential speaker, and he is the greatest of all time, because 2,000 years later, here we are talking about his speaking methods and what he said, and it's just impacting so, so many around the world because it is truth, and what he said, he meant, and it is just incredible. So Jesus truly is the GOAT of speaking. All right, friend, I want to pray with you before we leave, and then that will be it for this episode. So let's pray right now. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for this time. Thank you for who you are, God, that we can learn from you and grow in you. And that, Lord, I pray that we would abide in you so that we would produce fruit and that we would share your truth to those around us, and that you would guide us to become speakers and presenters that bring you all of the glory. Thank you, Father, for this time and opportunity. And I pray that you would give us the boldness to speak even in the midst of fear. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Alrighty, sis. I'll see you next time. Bye for now. Hi, friend. If this podcast episode blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can also screenshot and share this to your Insta story. You can tag me at sarahnicole.fernandez. Or share this episode with a friend if you think that it would bless them too. That's the best way you can help me out. I'm so thankful for you. Until next time, friend, God bless, and remember to go after whatever he has for you today with confidence.